Hi there. Welcome to the Agency Toolkit Podcast, a podcast where we discuss stories, strategies, and techniques to help you build a successful and profitable digital marketing agency. Our episodes contain inspiring conversations with CEOs and entrepreneurs and leave you with actionable tips, ideas, and strategies you can implement into your business today. We are happy to have you with us. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and get inspired.
Hello, and thank you for tuning into another episode of the Agency Toolkit. I'm your host, Julia McLaughlin. This episode is sponsored by ReviewRobin, a review management software for marketing agencies to help you guys get your clients more positive reviews. You can check that out at getreviewrobin.com. Now, my guest today is Gray McKenzie from Zenpilot, who is a self-proclaimed bona fide process nerd who has gone under the hood with over 2,600 digital agencies over the past 9 years in search of the best way to build and lead healthy, productive, profitable teams. Zenpilot is ClickUp's largest implementation partner and helps agencies turn chaos into clarity by streamlining their processes and project management. Thanks so much for joining us today, Gray.
Yeah, thanks, Julia. I appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. So let's dive into a couple questions so our listeners can get to know you a little bit. So what really motivates or inspires you as an entrepreneur?
Yeah, good question. Actually, you just read a little bit of it, which is the concept of taking chaos and turning it into clarity. It's one of the things that was so attractive about digital marketing. I know your background's in the marketing space as well.
Yes.
But just the ability to put a lot of numbers to the creative that's happening and the, you know, the ability to influence and help people. And that followed through into a software venture that we started and spun out of our original agency and into Zenpilot now, helping agencies. That, that ability to take kind of the day-to-day chaos that is just standard, like hashtag agency life for so many people, and help them get clarity from that. And both for kind of the executive level, the entrepreneurs themselves and their team is really fulfilling.
Awesome. Yeah, I love that. So tell us about, so for anyone who doesn't know what exactly ClickUp is, explain what that is. And then, you know, why you saw the opportunity to start Zenpilot as an implementation partner for ClickUp.
Yeah, I'll give a little bit of context first to ClickUp and then kind of our journey, which would be helpful. So ClickUp's a project management platform. It's the fastest growing project management tool in the agency space. Mm-hmm. And they've kind of been a rocket ship. Really recent to the game. You've got, you know, the history of the project management space is every tool's had their day in the sun at some point. You know, Basecamp was one of the early ones. Trello really popularized. Kanban, Asana became the leader. You know, Teamwork had their moment. Monday was big. Mm-hmm. Not that they're not still big. Asana and Monday are still two of the largest players in the space. And then ClickUp has been kind of the latest tool to really come and shine. They came out of beta towards the end of 2017 or in 2017. And then just in the, you know, 4 years or whatever since then, 2018 through as we're recording this May of 2022, they've grown like crazy. They were bootstrapped or very minimally funded early on. Over the last almost 2 years now, I guess they've raised $535 million.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just grown incredibly quickly. They're about to reach a million teams using the platform. So it's just kind of crazy to see the rocket ship that they've been on. And then you'd ask kind of the second part of that question, which is around, like, why did we partner up with them? So we were building our agency called Guava Box. As a spinoff of that, we built our own internal project management tooling. Wound up hearing from a bunch of other agencies who wanted to be able to replicate the same journey that we were having and use the same tech stack. We spun it out into a tool called Do Inbound that we sold to other marketing agencies, grew that to a little over 500 customers, bootstrapped that. There was a fundamental flaw, I think, in that business model of trying to be kind of hardcore dedication to bootstrapping in an extremely competitive market in a very tech forward industry. So obviously what you've got at ReviewRobin is like very tech forward industry serving agencies.
Yeah.
But you're not competing against, I mean, there's some big review management software out there, but it's not, I think the advantage that you've got there is it's not as competitive a space as project management. I think every early engineer builds a project management or a to-do list application. It's one of the first things is a requirement.
Yeah.
So we had started doing some consulting to try to help agencies get as much success as possible on top of our platform. And the consulting side just kind of took off. It quickly became the majority of our revenue, which is usual in software. Not usual, but if you're adding consulting versus software, the consulting dollars stack a lot quicker than the software revenue does.
Yep.
A very minority of our time spent. All our best clients were folks who worked with us to get their processes built as well on the platform, or they came in with very strong processes out of the gate. And so we kind of hit the identity crisis of, are we a software company or are we a consulting shop?
Yeah.
And wound up making the tough decision to say, even though the economics of the software space are great, we're going to go help agencies. Like our tie has always been to helping agencies get the results that they want. So we're going to do that in the way that we know best and seem like we're best individually gifted to do that. And so we went through this period of saying, okay, we're not going to do the tech. We're going to ultimately wound up sunsetting our software product over a couple year period. Made that decision in 2017 and then took the next 2 years to wind it down. But went through 71 different project management tools to try to figure out what would be the best fit for most of these agencies. Obviously, we had a bunch of agencies to figure out how to help them transition. And out of those 71, we wound up picking ClickUp as the tool to partner with and to recommend to our agencies. And we still had the same fundamental feeling of, we know how agencies should operate from a high level strategic perspective. Mm-hmm. We want to deliver that on the ground impact of here's how to specifically do it in one tool so that we can have as many pre-built assets to help them get impact as quickly as possible. So that was hence the specialization in one tool, and ClickUp's been an awesome partner and just an incredible, incredible business here over the last 4 years. It's been really beneficial to us.
Interesting. So what drew you to ClickUp specifically? When, like you said, that it's such a saturated market, there's so many project management tools out there.
Yeah. The hierarchy is really well suited for agencies. So if you look at something like Asana or Trello or Basecamp, it's a pretty flat hierarchy. Where for a client services business, if we just think in terms of breaking business operations down into smaller areas, you've got first kind of the core pieces of the business. You get your growth, which is like all your client acquisition, your delivery, all your client services, and then your operations. Inside of delivery, then you've got all these clients and they're running their own campaigns, which are all made up of deliverables and then tasks. And, you know, they all have their own subtasks and what needs to actually get out the door. Mm-hmm. And so a deeper hierarchy was a better fit for that. So that was one thing that was really attractive. ClickUp had a really flexible system. At the time, this was super unique, where you could take the same underlying data and you could visualize it however you wanted to see it. If you want to see it on a board or on a in board view, like the Trello style, or if you want to see it in list view, like Asana. Mm-hmm. At the time we were doing the comparison, Asana, you could either see it, you could set your projects to either be seen in a list view or in a board view, but you couldn't take the same underlying data and visualize it in another view. And ClickUp had that ability, and that fits super well for teams where you might have a designer or a developer who wants to see the board view, and you might have, you know, a project manager or a copywriter or someone who wants to see things in a list view. And so that fit really well. There's a lot of flexibility in the tool. Mm-hmm. And then there's a couple other reasons, but really the big kind of tiebreaker for us was the product development velocity, just how fast the platform had gotten better. And that they've been able to deliver on that and continue that over the last 4 years, which is really incredible.
That's cool.
I think just what they've built in such a short time frame is really kind of mind blowing in the project management space.
Yeah. Oh, that's really cool. Awesome. So how do you guys kind of differentiate yourselves from other ClickUp implementation partners?
It's a really, really good question. So we're hyper-focused, we only work with digital marketing agencies.
Yep.
So we're not out there trying to be kind of the general ClickUp implementation partner. ClickUp, our commitment has been since the beginning, what do we think? The standard was, what's the best tool for most agencies most of the time? We want to maximize our impact in the agency space.
Yeah.
ClickUp's definitely not the right fit for every single marketing agency. But we think it's the best fit for the, you know, the most, the highest number of agencies mm-hmm. out there. So, you know, and when the day comes when ClickUp's not that tool anymore, then we'll switch and we'll go to the next tool, which, you know, we've been open about with ClickUp probably doesn't make us the best partner for them, but ultimately we serve the people who pay our bills, which is the end customers.
Yeah.
So that's a big part of our differentiator, is that we're agencies first and ClickUp second. That's the vehicle that we use to deliver the results that we're trying to give them, around clarity at all three layers in the organization, around having processes built and living directly where the work is being done. So that agency focus is a huge differentiator. Obviously we've been in the space solving the same problem, just with two different, like, first as a software, now as a consultant on top of someone else's software mm-hmm. for the last 9 years. So we are about to cross 2,700 clients. So we've done this.
That's amazing.
Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. So
yep.
We've got a ton of pre-built assets to help teams get, you know, if you come in and you're an email marketing agency or an e-com agency or a web development agency, we've seen each of those scenarios dozens and dozens of times. So we've got pre-built, if, let's say you don't have all your processes in order, they aren't already integrated in the tool. But people get to start when they're working with us. They don't have to start from scratch. They're starting 80% of the way there, and then it's the last 20% of customizing.
Interesting.
What's there, which is a huge advantage that we would not have if we just went and said, hey, we're just broadly a ClickUp partner and we'll work with anybody. We could still provide, you know, and people with that business model can still provide a lot of value. Hey, well, I'll interview you, Julia, and I'll take your process and I'll put it in. That's fine. The obviously the rate limiting factor there, how good your processes can be, really relies on how good you know the process and how intelligent your process is mm-hmm. versus in a niche, like in our setup, we're able to say, okay, I see what you're doing, but have you thought about this? Because this is what six of the top agencies in this space do, or, you know, that kind of specialty that comes from being deep in a specific industry.
Interesting. So you mentioned that Zenpilot, it's not, or ClickUp, is not a good fit for all agencies. So what would make an agency be a good fit for working with ClickUp and also Zenpilot?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So on the ClickUp front, the platform is super powerful and super flexible. It's like, if you compare it to Asana, like it's got way more from a capabilities perspective than on Asana or a Basecamp or a Trello or, you know, a lot of those other platforms. Mm-hmm. But the flip side of that is that our greatest strength is also our greatest weakness. The flip side of that is there's a lot to learn and to understand. Like, there's so many options in terms of how you set it up, but that's really overwhelming to people when they first get into it.
Yeah.
That makes it, you know, a really good business for a consultant or for somebody else to come in and help on top of. So from our side, our best clients are folks where it's not their very first time ever implementing project management. There are some clients we work with who are in that situation, mm-hmm. but the very best clients are the folks who they've been through it before trying to implement tools, and they've gotten to a point where they realize the average agency is switching project management tools, you know, just over every year and a half. And so they've gotten to a point where they realize, like, hey, it's not just a tool. This isn't fundamentally a tool problem. Like, tooling is certainly a piece of it. But this is about having a coherent operating system for how our business is going to work together. Mm-hmm. So the folks who have that, who have a strong internal champion, someone who understands and time's been carved out to say, hey, I'm going to focus on building, making sure that the system is correct and is managed well. And then there's a commitment from the leadership team to make sure that everyone on the team has clarity in terms of what's expected from them and that there's accountability to those standards. Those are some of the things that we look for.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, that's perfect. And then, so, you know, when you start working with an agency, what are the main goals that you aim to provide whenever you are working with a new agency?
Yeah, there's a couple different things that are always there. And then obviously there's a bunch of things that agencies will have, kind of individual goals, or we'll see in smaller segments. The biggest one is always, hey, I want clarity around how do we get work out the door on time?
Yeah.
So plan appropriately first. I know we've got work coming in. How do I get it allocated to the right people and the right deliverables on the right days and the right processes involved to get it out the door? Mm-hmm. How do I manage that and be able to track through the process? Oh, this got delayed. I need to bump this and that, adjust other things in the process. And then how do I have clear reporting back in terms of what the results of that were? Who are our most profitable and least profitable clients? What service lines do we make money on, and what ones are we losing money or not as profitable as we should be, and we need to adjust pricing or find a way to deliver it more efficiently?
Yeah.
Same thing for teams, like which department internally is outpacing the others, and where do we need to make improvements or make a change, or who's overworked and we need to be able to, how do we have a data-driven way to go make hires instead of just, it feels like we need somebody over here or over there. So those are the things that almost everyone's looking for. A really important piece of that always is the process perspective. So it's either an agency saying I know we don't have the best processes for how we do this, or we frankly don't have any documented processes for how this happens. We just have people who kind of understand how it works, which is a huge challenge when we go to try to hire somebody, because it's all one-on-one training to go get them up to speed. Or it's the agencies who say, we've put in this, I don't understand what's going on. We've put in the time to build out all these processes. They're all in nicely designed Google Docs, but nobody ever actually follows it. We're consistently missing, and we're missing stuff that was in the process, or we're making silly mistakes that we shouldn't be making anymore. Mm-hmm. And that realization is we need to take these from living in a totally separate place that people need to go hunt down and find, to forcing that process to live directly in front of people in the day-to-day. When they open the task, the process is directly in front of them, built into the project management tool. And so that's another one of the common outcomes and common pain points that people run into, that we're helping them solve on top of ClickUp.
Okay, interesting. Okay, so you're really helping agencies to dial in their processes. Are there any other ways that you help teams to be more productive?
You think a lot of the efficiency gains, so that, it's like anything else. You do all the basic stuff, and that's where the bulk of the impact is going to come from. We get the right processes built. We give everybody clear expectations around, hey, if it's not in ClickUp, it didn't happen. I expect everything to kind of get centralized here. You can't have half the stuff get managed in Slack and half the stuff get managed in ClickUp, because then you can't rely on either source. But on top of that, once those basics are there, there's a huge amount of opportunity, and you probably see this too, for automation and just efficiency picked up in the processes themselves. So we see a big chunk of that. We do a ton of, probably the fastest growing segment of our business has been automation work.
Cool.
Over the last year, plugging in, how do we have a new deal gets closed one in HubSpot as our CRM or whatever our CRM is, and that automatically creates the appropriate work inside ClickUp, or whatever those touch points back and forth are. There's a lot of opportunity there. And I think the coolest thing is when people are looking at, so we prescribe for every agency these four key habits around kind of a quick daily spot check where they have a specific checklist of what they're looking for, a weekly roundup, a monthly analysis, and a quarterly review. And to see people go through that quarterly review and then understand where are the opportunities to make these improvements? What is the highest impact thing that we can go fix? We need a new process, or we need to take this person who's clearly the best at this and make sure they do it every time, or this person should never do this again, and make those adjustments. That is way less sexy than automations, but that's kind of the blocking and tackling. It's super cool to see.
Okay. So is that something that you are advising the agencies that you work with on a quarterly basis then? Those are the adjustments that you would recommend, and then that'll help them just be more productive and profitable at the end of the day?
Yeah. So we've got, we want to teach everybody the same methodology, regardless of whether they're kind of self-advising or if we're involved in that. We have kind of a three-stage delivery model. Mm-hmm. Where the first thing we would do with everybody is, we call it the blueprint, but it's basically the systems design sprint. What does this all need to look like if this was to work, where a gold standard agency would be operating? from there, obviously most teams will work with us in the implementation, which is really all the process development, all the technical build, and then the team training, expectation setting, launch, and going live. And then the last piece of the puzzle, for teams who are working with us in, we call it elite support, but either way, regardless, the last step of the puzzle is accountability and continuous improvement. So whether that they're doing it internally, if they're working with us, yes, we'll definitely be advising on, hey, here's the, you know, here's the stuff that the numbers are telling us about what needs to happen. And directly from the team as well, there's a lot of, you're still gonna have conversations and try to vet out, is this data really right? Are you guys really giving the right data? If you are, we can depend fully on it. If not, we need to understand where the shortcomings are.
Yeah.
But yeah, regardless of whether they're engaged with us in that process and we're doing a lot of that legwork and insight and consulting for them, or they're doing it internally, that should be happening either way.
Interesting. So do you have any, you know, success stories of agencies that you work with? I know you can't give out any names, but just so that our listeners can get a feel for what they could expect if they were to use a service like yours.
For sure. Yeah, actually. So I think names is always easier if people can go look and see, is this like legit or not legit? So there are a bunch of agencies. A couple that I'd shout out is kind of like gold standard agencies. There's a really cool team called Mojo Media Labs down in Texas. And they have just done an awesome job. They were running on ClickUp for about a year and a half before we wound up working together. And actually, since I named them, I won't get into the details on impact or I think probably the easiest metric to track our kind of efficiency or the long-term success to is gross margin in an agency. So we've had teams like Juice out of New York City, an e-com agency that's scaled super quickly. They're an awesome team. Where there's a 300% increase in efficiency. And that's not, we just had another team who launched a couple months ago, and they've been able to double the amount of work that they've handled with the same amount of heads on the team.
That's incredible.
So there's a bunch of like super cool stories like that where efficiency gains are like, hey, this is basically doubling, you know, our profit margin. Obviously people's pay hopefully is also increasing over that time. So it's not true. Double to the bottom line, although that's happened in cases. And then we've got other folks who, like Beacon Digital Marketing is probably a good example of someone where, you know, have bounced around between different tools, plugged it in. They're continuing to work with us through the whole, you know, from the initial stages and implementation into elite support. But where that's been a smooth ride to double the team size over the last year, go from 20 something to 40, 50, something in terms of team size, and be able to feel really confident in the platform that's allowing them to scale, where it's been, you know, it's been able to grow with them, which is something that most people are not used to from a project management perspective. And that drives a lot of the churn around project management tools. In all of those cases, whether it's Michael and Troy at Juice or you know, Whitney at Beacon Digital Marketing or the Roses at Mojo Media Labs, like there's a leadership who felt the frustration, is willing to, had the same outcome in mind for the team. Like, we do not want this to be this is not good enough for how the team should be operating and what's ultimately happening to clients. And so I've made the investment to ramp up operations and get to the next level.
Very good. So I know sometimes, you know, when you're implementing new software, there can be a little bit of pushback on the team. So you guys are going to come in and you're going to work with the team, correct? To really ensure everyone is crystal clear on how the software works, right?
Right. Yeah. Okay. That friction is very common. Like, I think probably there's certainly, I wouldn't say the majority of the time, but it's not unusual to have kind of heated conversations, especially during the blueprint process or testing a lot of the assumptions that they have or things that people are stuck on or think that they need, with just the, like, why do you need that? Like, what does that give you? Why is that important? What are you doing with that data right now? Like, here's the way that we would recommend to get to the same outcome with fewer steps from this side. And yeah, like with any team, you got people who are, they love the idea of change and people who hate the idea of change.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Okay, very cool. So is there a mistake that, kind of like a common mistake that you see a lot of agencies making when it comes to their processes that's causing them to lose productivity?
Good question. So, I mean, the biggest piece is not, like, the obvious one is like not having them or not, not having them live where the work's actually happening. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the easy one. I think the other thing that happens a lot, and I don't, you probably see this too with agencies. I'd be curious. Tell me if you don't, there is, and maybe this is like this in every industry. My guess is it's definitely not. But there are a lot of agency owners who are afraid to offend anybody on their team. There's this ton of decision-making by consensus and like a very democratized, which sounds like a great word, but really in the business world is not always great.
Yep.
Like you're creative. You don't want to follow the process, but you got a different process. And most of the time that turns out good work. Like that's fine. Just do it. Just get the work done. That's fine.
Yeah.
And that's probably the biggest mistake because it's super hard then to bring somebody else in and hold them to any type of standard. So I feel like I have a lot of these conversations with agency owners. Like, hey, you just need to step up here and make a decision. And if you're not, you may not be the right person to make the decision. You may need to get the insight from someone else who you trust. You've got the person who's been there who consistently delivers the best work. Well, let's take their process. Maybe with a few tweaks from everybody else, but you've got to put your foot down somewhere and say, this is the way that we're going to do it. There is a our agency way to do things. And we know that people are following that process every time, whether I'm watching or not watching. I feel like that's one that comes up a lot.
Yeah. Just making sure that it's something that every single team member is following religiously. Cause yeah, that's probably, you know, the number one challenge. Cause I always ask agency owners on the podcast, you know, like what's, you know, one of the biggest challenges that you had to overcome as you've been growing your agency. And, you know, I want to say like probably like 50% of the time it's related to their processes, just not being dialed in properly. And then they just talk about, you know, once they've got those processes dialed in, it just makes their life so much easier. Things are more streamlined. And yeah, it's such an important part of streamlining your operations.
I almost feel bad talking about systems and processes because it doesn't matter what conference you get, like wherever you go, people will say, if you hear anybody who's scaled an agency, like, yeah, we need to get our systems and processes together. And it sounds vague and it's like such a broad word to try to cover, like, do we have a coherent way of doing business that everyone follows every time?
Yeah.
But it's the truth. Like it is, people say it for a reason. But I think there's an element of me that wants to be contrarian or different or doesn't want to repeat the same thing over and over, but you're exactly right. Like that is, people say it for a reason.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So what do you love most about working with agencies?
It's a really good, really good question. It's the world that Andrew and I come from. So there's a lot of empathy. Do you feel like this working with agencies too?
I do. Yes.
It's like I've been in those shoes and I know that we can, like, I know we figured out how to solve this specific problem. I'm not great at every problem in the agency space. Like I can't go run your cold outreach and get you 50 new clients for the agency. But specifically if we're talking about project management and streamlining your systems and processes, like this is what we spent a long time doing. And so that feels meaningful. There's a lot of empathy for the current situation that they're in because we've lived through it. And then there is this clear picture in our head. And this is the challenge in any sales process, right? Is like, you've got clarity around where you think that this company can get to, but they don't have that same clarity. And they certainly don't have that same level of trust that you have on, if you would just do these things, you would get this outcome.
Yeah.
But that's still really exciting to me. To help them on that journey.
Yeah. Yeah. Agency owners, they're some of the busiest people I've ever met in my life. And I mean, it's like with every entrepreneur, you've got a million things that you're working on a daily basis. So I personally, if I can be making their job easier and helping save time, that's one of my favorite things about my job.
I should know this. What's you like when you're talking with somebody, what's the main value prop that you're talking about with Review Robin? Is it the time savings?
So with Review Robin, basically it's a complementary service to their additional marketing efforts, right? So if a small business doesn't have good reviews or they have no reviews, maybe you can be doing the best SEO and social media marketing, but at the end of the day, whenever they come across them on Google, they have no reviews. It's just, it's not as effective as it could be. So right. it's basically a complementary effort, but it's a really great cross sell that doesn't take a lot of time to manage. That's the big thing. So it's going to create recurring revenue within your agency. And it takes it takes 10 minutes a month to manage. So it's just a nice bolt-on service because certain services take a ton of time to manage. This is not one of those services.
Yeah, you look at when we look at service lines, one of the least profitable service lines across the board, if we just look at a couple thousand agencies in our data set, is organic social. Some of these profitable agencies spend the majority of their time delivering organic social services to people. Anyways, every service has a cost to earn that revenue. So that makes a ton of sense that the value prop is here's new revenue to earn, and you can do it at a way higher gross margin than your other services.
That's awesome. And it can be fully automated too. So that's like when you can fully automate a service and you basically just have to check in to see how many reviews. It's one deliverable. You just check once a month how many reviews they got. It's simple to manage. It basically just runs on autopilot.
Right. That's cool.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome. So, where do you see Zenpilot in 5 years' time?
Good question. Are you familiar with the entrepreneurial operating system?
Yes. We use it at Review Robin.
Oh, cool. So we're in the same boat. So we're just going back through our 3-year picture.
Nice. So
there are a couple things there that stick out. One is we want Zenpilot to be the number one authority in the space for agency ops and project management, kind of the systems and processes component specifically. So that a couple of things that looks like is taking a lot of the data that we have and publishing that in more reports. I think we're one of the very few teams in the world that have access to the type of data that that we've got access to. Obviously, you've got someone like Marcel Petipoff from Parakeeto, who you'd mentioned ahead of time and has been on the podcast before. He's got a ton of agency profitability data as well.
Yes, so, he does.
We've got a lot of that same data. We've got a little bit of a larger sample size. But we've also got a lot of stuff around what the drivers of that profitability from a delivery perspective. So Marcel probably has more data than we have around what drives it, what's the top line. And we've got more of that data from, what are the inputs in that system in terms of how we earn that revenue. So taking that and intelligently packing it up and working with people like Marcel to try to package that together and create more data to help agencies understand and kind of self benchmark and figure out, here's an area where I'm really lacking and can improve. From a team perspective though, because of being hyper niche, we're really able to invest heavily in kind of the R&D side of things. We run with a really efficient operating model because we have a ton of pre-built assets. If someone comes in and says, I need all these processes for these 6 different services, odds are 90% of the time we've got better processes than they already have for every single one of those service lines because of the reps that we've had. So that produces a lot of value for folks really quickly, but also gives us really great margins from a client services perspective that we then can take and roll back into continuing to improve and build that out. So it's really kind of a self fulfilling promise in terms of improving on that side. And so continuing to be aggressive on the R&D side while running with a lean team to be able to service agencies really well.
Very good. So if any of our listeners are interested in learning more about Zenpilot, how can they get in touch with you and also learn more about Zenpilot?
Yeah, so people are free to reach out to me directly. Email's gray@zenpilot.com. Gray is just G-R-A-Y. But you can also just go to zenpilot.com and book a call through the site, talk with someone on our growth team around kind of what your agency's ops look like. But if you're not ready to have a conversation and just want to learn more, Zenpilot obviously is still a great place to go. But also if you just Google ClickUp for Agencies and want to see some of what we've built or our guide, we've got this definitive guide to setting up ClickUp for Agencies that a ton of people go through and self-implement. And we are super open in terms of sharing, like, hey, here's all the stuff that we're learning and here's all the basics to go get this right. People can find a blog post there, or ClickUp pulled me in to lead their webinar for agencies as well, that you'll also find if you Google that.
Okay, perfect. Do you have any final words for our listeners? Any, you know, words of wisdom or just something that you think would be helpful for our listeners that you'd like to share?
I think we touched on this earlier, but most agencies, if I'm frustrated with whatever tool I'm on, if I'm frustrated with ClickUp or I'm frustrated with Asana, it feels like it's not working, the team's complaining. Every agency owner goes and spins up three trials of other, you know, I'll go set up Monday and Teamwork and whatever else, right, to go figure out which tool is the better tool, which is, I understand because I've done it, but totally the wrong way to do it. Like, first, can we please just make what are the jobs that need to be done? And let's go hire the right tool to do that job instead of, let's go see what UI we happen to like better and then roll forward with that and try to slam everything into it. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just getting smarter about, like, there's a reason we do systems design first. And we would, almost all of these agencies, if you asked what they do for clients as the first step or what do they even sell as their standard engagement is the first thing that they do, it's all about strategy first. And where the rubber hits the road is, like, do you really believe that when it comes to your own project management as well? And not like high, lofty, like, oh, you know, like just theory about project management, but specifically, what do we need the hierarchy to look like to produce the right data for us to make better decisions? Really, what's the data that we need at the end of the team, or what do team members need in the day-to-day? So less what's feature for feature of all these different platforms, and more like, what do we, if we just ignore the tool, like, what do you need to run a smarter agency? Mm-hmm. And then go build that data structure. And that's one of the reasons I bring up Marcel, is because I love what he's doing. He's driven exactly the same way. He's attacking it from an agency, purely from a profitability perspective, not from in the weeds on project management, where we're approaching it at a really granular level from project management and then rolling it up. But he's got the same thing. Like, let's get the right inputs figured out first, and then we'll go build the system to get there. So that would be the big thing that I'd urge people to do. It's not the funnest thing to go start with a blank piece of paper and write it down. Obviously you can check out some of the resources that I mentioned to see, like, we've got an agency KPIs guide on the site that will also help people understand, hey, here's what we think agencies should be looking at a minimum. But that's gonna be way more impactful and set you up for more long-term success than going with whatever tool happens to have the best advertising at any given point in time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know you mentioned that, like, Marcel's company, Parakeeto, has helped tons of agencies. It's an incredible company. And I know you mentioned that a lot of agency owners, they get a little bit confused and think that you guys do something similar. So how can your businesses complement each other?
Yeah, really good question. So I was just talking with somebody yesterday who worked with us to build out a lot of their systems and processes. Mm-hmm. And now we're working with Marcel to go build kind of the financial management layer on top of that and the insights from it. So the easy way to put us in buckets is Marcel is going to come in and analyze your profitability and try and track that back to, okay, what levers do we need to pull? Are we not charging enough on the front end, just kind of the above the belt piece, or do we need to get more efficient on the delivery side? And what numbers do we need to be able to track? Where we would come in, whether this happens before or after a company like Parakeeto, where Zenpilot's going to get involved and help is, We're going to help you get all those processes built to be more and improve those processes to be more efficient. And we're going to build the whole tracking layer to give you all the granularity of data that you're going to wind up needing. So one of the last emails I got from Marcel was like, you know, basically, hey, we're working with this client who you guys worked with. All the PM infrastructure is already set up. This is way easier for us now to go get the data that we need to do kind of the holistic picture of agency financials from the top line to the bottom line. We should work together more closely and offer your clients a discount, or, you know, like there's, and so there's ways where those two things work really together, really well together. But yeah, he's on the profitability side. We're more on the project management and process side.
Yeah. Very cool. That's awesome. Well, we are getting ready to wrap up here, but first we have the Fast Five, which are five rapid fire questions.
Let's so do it.
What's a book you've read that's made an impact on you?
Oh man. There are a bunch of good ones. So I'm rereading Traction right now. But I think Built to Sell by John Warlow, which you've probably heard more than a few times.
Yep.
That's also been a really helpful one.
Very good. And what does your morning routine look like?
I've got four little kids at home. So it looks like sometimes up at 5 a.m. I'm a morning person by nature. Up early, getting in work before kids are up. And other times up most of the night with the kids. And so sleeping until 7:30. So it's not a... not the most structured routine right now. There are a couple key things that we do in the morning. One that we don't miss is devotions with the kids in the morning. I'm usually up doing breakfast with them, and we'll do that anywhere. That could be 6:30, that could be 7:45 in the morning, depending on what time everyone's up. Mm-hmm. So there's a couple core things that we hit, but there's a lot of flexibility, and usually settling into work around 8:30.
Very good. And is there a CEO that you follow or study?
There's a couple of folks that I admire and like to watch. I'm trying to think of who the best example is. For a while, not a CEO, but Dharmesh Shah was one of the co-founders of HubSpot. Mm-hmm. Have followed a lot of his stuff. It's ironic that we're talking right now in the midst of crypto not doing well, but Brian Armstrong at Coinbase is someone who I've followed as well. And there's a bunch of smaller or CEOs of smaller orgs as well that I'm really interested in. A couple of people who have business models that are somewhat similar to some of what we're trying to build out. I've always admired Bob Ruffalo. I don't know if you've had him on from Impact. It used to be Impact Brand and Design.
No, I haven't.
But great kind of an agency that's pivoting their business model. And so there's his business partner now, Marcus Sheridan, has been someone else who he wrote a book called They Ask You Answer, who I've also admired and had a good relationship with over the past 10 years or so.
Nice. Perfect. And what is your favorite online tool?
Oh, well, I can't say ClickUp, right?
a little bit biased.
Right. So if we skip past ClickUp, think of one that is maybe less used right now. Text Expander is probably relatively popular, but Text Expander is one that we use a ton. And then if I just go to my browser bar here, let's see, what else is something most people might not know, but is actually super helpful for us. There's a relatively new tool called Reflect.
Okay.
That is a note-taking app similar to like a Roam or Obsidian, for anybody who's nerdier on note-taking, that I've been using it and really enjoying for journaling.
Okay. Interesting. Very cool. I have to check that out. And last question, what's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career?
This is always a tough one because the answer is like a ton of things. I do think though, a couple principles that would have been helpful early on. One is, just to kind of remove a lot of the pressure around it. Like we'll figure it out eventually, or at least we, you know, if we're earnestly trying our best, like we'll probably figure it out.
Yeah.
At some point in time, some people will be real quick. Some people will take longer, but we'll start to figure stuff out and there doesn't need to be pressure. Like just show up and do your best every day. And, try and keep an eye open to what's happening in the market. I think one thing that might be helpful, you know, for anyone, especially who's an agency owner who's listening, is that there's like this proximity law around money. Like the closer that you get to the money, the more of it you'll probably get to keep. Mm-hmm. There's got to be a better way to phrase that, but that's kind of a concept that's gone around in my head. Salespeople tend to make a lot more money than marketers do because they're closer to the actual transaction of money. Bankers, you know, there's not too many poor bankers out there mm-hmm. close to the actual money. And so how does that principle apply to marketers? The concept is like, can we tie what we're doing back to a tangible ROI? How do we showcase? Here's the, you know, there's a ton of e-com agencies, and this is the joke in agencies, right? Is like, if I had as much money as all my agencies claimed that they had attributed back to them, like we'd be doing great as a business, or we'd have 5 times more revenue.
Yeah. But,
Klaviyo partners, like email marketing agencies, have done super well because they're able to say, hey, you earn 30% of your revenue from email. And so the premiums that folks who get closer to that revenue are able to charge has been awesome. So I think that's another principle that we try to apply at Zenpilot, as well mm-hmm. as figure out how do we showcase, like, what does this actually mean? Systems and processes are nice, but what does that mean in terms of impact to the bottom line? That's something we're constantly trying to focus on. And I think every agency would be well served to do the same.
Yeah, absolutely. When you can make that connection and just determine that ROI, it's makes your whole sales process so much easier.
Yeah, right. Yeah. If I can say, you know, review Robin costs $250 a month, but I can track that directly to $2,000 in revenue a month, that's a no-brainer decision.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Gray. It was a pleasure to have you on the podcast, and I really enjoyed learning more about ClickUp and Zenpilot. So thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, Julia.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Agency Toolkit. We hope you've learned something new that you can implement into your agency today. If you liked this episode, please subscribe to our podcast, and we'll see you next time.